Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Your hometown.
You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown series. Come along as we head west to Elk Grove Village and explore a place that could be your hometown.
Yeah. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm fine. This is Grace Heiderman, who is from the Elk Grove Village Historical Museum, which, of course, sort of says it all. I mean, doesn't it? It's a museum about the history of Elk Grove Village. Tell us about it. What you think we should know about the museum, what you think we should know about the history of Elk Grove Village. Lay it on us.
Sure. So the Elk Grove Village was actually a township at one point. So our museum covers everything from township till 1956 when it became the village. So the township started in the 1840s.
Yeah.
It was a very German population at that time. And our historical campus has actually one of the farmer's houses. So that's an 1860s farmhouse, as well as we have an 1880s barn, chicken coop, and an outhouse, as there was no indoor plumbing back then. So we're keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Got to keep it real. That's right. This is it, kids. See, there's no plumbing here. Oh, no. That's an outhouse. Why was it such a predominantly German town population in its infancy, in the early days?
We believe there was a huge immigration by Germans to the Midwest.
Yeah.
In the 1840s.
Right.
Due to political strife, freedom of religion, and just seeking a better life for their family.
In the 1840s, wow.
In the 1840s.
Man. So that's the beginning. It grows, and eventually it starts as what? What's the terminology I'm looking for here?
It starts as a township.
A township, right. Then it's...
Then it slowly grew into a village.
Right.
So that was in 1956, where it actually was incorporated as a village.
Uh-huh. That's what I was looking for, incorporated. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So it was a village with a plan. So it has the industrial park, the Syntex homes.
Yeah.
And the park district.
Yeah. So if I understand this correctly, when you talk about a plan, not only was it geographically laid out, but the dwellings themselves were, as I understand it, most of them were constructed by one particular company. Is that right?
Yes, that's Syntex.
And how did that occur?
They purchased the land from a company that went bankrupt.
Really?
And then from there was Holmeyer, and he was the acting push behind a lot of this.
Yeah.
And from there, they built their homes, and they were affordable single-family cash homes.
You know,
so a lot of the people...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
A lot of the people that were moving in were like single families that were getting away from Chicago and coming from the urban living to suburban living.
You know, when you said affordable family living at that particular time, I don't know why, but my mind flashed on It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the movie. And that's what George does. He's going to get affordable living. He's got this whole place laid out. He's got houses that were built. He's going to, taking it away from Mr. Potter. He, you know, here's some salt. Here's some wine. You know, bless this house. I mean, that's not a bad thing, by the way, Grace, to have, you know, what you're talking about, and all of a sudden I'm thinking about It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, that's a pretty cool connection, at least in my brain anyway. You know the scene, you know what I'm talking about in that movie, right? I mean, everybody
does.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of community is, I guess, the word that pops into my mind. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And that's the point of our museum. We're sharing that history and preserving the past for the future.
Right. Very nice. Preserving the past for the future. No wonder you're the historian at the Elk Grove Historical Museum. What kind of displays, interactions, photographs, videos, what do you have as a hands-on experience at the museum?
Excitingly, we just opened our new temporary exhibit, and that is on the Schutte family. So they're the German immigrant family that actually grew up on the farmhouse on our historical campus.
Yeah.
So we have a few of their belongings that were donated by community members, because that's how we continue.
Right.
Community support. So we have that temporary exhibit. We have the farmhouse that's similar to living history. So you walk into there, not a typical museum. Nothing's pretty much, nothing is behind glass. And you enter an 1860s home.
So you actually get to walk through the home.
Yes. Wow. So we're open for tours 3 days a week.
Uh-huh.
So that's Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
And if someone, now I'm guessing you have school groups, the scouts, elementary schools, historical buffs, taking advantage of these tours. If someone wants to arrange a tour for individuals or groups, who do they contact?
You can contact the museum or me directly, or we do have a tour form that you can submit online from our website.
Have you ever heard of Greenfield Village? The things that are going through my mind. Greenfield Village is in Dearborn, Michigan, and it's Henry Ford set it up, and it has historical homes that they brought in, right? Like Stephen Foster's home. I don't know why that's there, but it's there, and you get to walk through it. And this sort of sounds somewhat, and it's very interesting. I mean, it's one thing to read about these houses and the history of locations, but it's another thing to be actually there and walking through where the other people walked through. I mean, you know, where their DNA is probably still there in the floorboards, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's living history, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, I'm ready. I'll be right out. I get off the air at 10. Can I get a tour at 11? Grace Heiderman, thank you so much for being with us. And really, you did a great job opening up the historical interest for Elk Grove Village. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You betcha. Elk Grove Village Historical Museum is at 339 Busterfield Road in Elk Grove. Their number is 847-439-3994. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I had a great time at your hometown, Elk Grove Village. The news is coming up next from the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.